It's the Travel Planner Show.
We're talking to someone who has been introduced to our next guest.
Well, we've got none other than the Canadian adventure couple, Dave and Deb, who have been traveling the world for 11 years, and their motto is adventure is for everyone. And when you look at some of their pictures, wow.
I'm not sure who takes those photos, but they are gorgeous.
I think Dave's the photographer there, so let's welcome Dave and Deb. Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Thank you so much. And you're right, it's all Dave. And they didn't have any animals on it originally.
What happened was they think that over the years, the animals drifted from the mainland on debris and the water and air currents. And then once they got there, it evolved over time to adapt to the harsh conditions. So a lot of them are very
unique,
especially
that
marine iguana that we're talking about. It's the only iguana in the world that actually feeds underwater. And we were really lucky when we were snorkeling, we had the chance to actually see one feeding underwater.
That's pretty much top of the line. Well, that's like us when we go out to do a radio show and taking along our high-definition video cameras.
Well, Dave and Deb not only have photos, but they also have
their
video on their website, too. How about the sea turtles? This is something I think when most people hear Galapagos, they think of those great big, giant sea turtles.
Compose them properly and have some lighting with you there. Use the lighting that's available.
We got to see different sizes of these amazing turtles. For me, again, the most incredible thing is your eyes them underwater.
Bingo. Yep, I agree. Well, yours are spectacular, I must say.
They really are.
I have to say, we got some great underwater footage, which is a really cute camera, a very reasonable camera, Olympus.
I was just looking at one of those.
Well, let's talk about the underwater. You went swimming with sharks?
Yes, we did.
Why?
You know what? It's okay. In the Galapagos, they're friendly sharks, but they're very well fed.
You talked about you did spend some time on land,
too. That was from the diver that was there before you, right?
What is there to do?
Exactly. So they're not very hungry by the time we get there.
Yeah, all right.
We got to go cycling.
I'll be glad to look at your pictures, okay?
And actually, we had some incredible footage because we had those underwater cameras.
Now, then
how
do you get
a little bit of history about the island and about the vegetation. So then you end up at Ecuador and spend a couple days there. And then you just hop up. You can see marine iguanas. The flight was about 2 hours. Everything. You head out and enjoy yourself on the beach after the island of San Cristobal, which was the first island that we started at. So it's not too far.
Well, let's talk about one of your stops, too, where you did the Wall of Tears. I had never heard about that before.
This lone outlet with a bunch of rocks and sand.
Yeah, believe it or not, Galapagos has a really dark
history. That's exactly what we
thought.
And one of the great things we did at one point,
we stayed on land and almost wiped out all the population there, pirates used to stay there to hide out. But it was also a thriving community, especially on and because on it was Santa Cruz Island, it was considered impossible to escape. They took prisoners from Ecuador and had them build this 100-meter-long wall, 300 feet long. There's a whole community up there.
You mentioned the Intrepid Travel Active Tour is what you went on. So do they offer other tours that if you don't want to swim with sharks and do some of those more adventuresome things that people can go and just see all the animals?
Do they have a bar? So that explains how the humans got there. Okay, I was wondering about that. All right.
Yeah, they tried to settle the Galapagos several times over the years, but it's such a difficult place.
to live.
We chose the active tour.
Whenever
we
they did try something,
like
it would be pirates, would be the hiking up,
they'd
overfish, overhunt.
So, and then you know,
Charles Darwin stopped there for a little while on the beagle and do
and,
some
even
research.
If you don't snorkel,
so it wasn't really
I
until the 20th century that they made
an
actual colony out of it.
Turtles, they're really abundant.
And
there.
Then there's
so
an active volcano there, too,
in
one of
the
mountains.
They do offer other tours, for sure.
There is. Yeah, that's the
Sierra Negra.
And that was on, I believe, Peru as well.
San Isabella Island.
Go to Galapagos first and then head to Peru. A bunch of people who are on our tour
in 2005
doing that. And you can also do it by boat.
So what's so amazing about the hike is you get to walk
all the way
a bike and
across
hiking volcanoes.
The lava field,
taking it easy
and then
on a
you
boat
actually
and enjoying the wildlife under the water.
Well, let's get back to under the water. You said you played with sea lions?
But
yeah, that really was,
they say,
for
is
me,
the most spectacular
the highlight of the underwater activities.
I mean, we saw
Island,
other
really
great
is.
Things,
you
like just
the,
look over that, and you can really get a good
sense of what it was like.
When
wow,
that
playing
erupted,
with sea lions in the water, it was just it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Are.
You're
we
not going to get this chance to play with these wild animals, and they really play with you. They
it,
come
it can
right
erupt
up to you,
again.
Almost right in your face.
That was
like
Dave or Deb, either one.
You know, they've never seen you before,
some
and they want to get all around you. They're swimming around you.
At my point in life, I just, I don't push the envelope, I guess.
What, you don't want to run from lava?
You're really able to get through. I wouldn't be very good at it, I don't think. My impression was
yeah, we have tornadoes in the Midwest,
100 yards away,
down,
and hopefully
you know, the Gulf
be
so
downwind of
do
them.
Ever
so
have
your
any second
scent
thoughts about
didn't disturb them and all that protectionist thing. You're really
well,
able to interact
actually,
with the animals,
like,
is that right?
They have volcanologists
yeah, you know,
checking
most,
it out all of the time. So we're
like the
assuming that we're going
we're
for a hike when it's
you know,
all safe. We never like to take our life into our hands. We love adventure, but we always travel.
They can
with
get as close
safety
as they
in
want.
Mind,
you don't
and
have
this volcano,
back
last
off
erupted
or anything
by in 2007,
the
so 2005.
To you.
Sorry.
And that's what these sea lions were doing.
It's dormant right now, you know,
like
and there's something rumbling under there, but I think if it were, there could be some warning,
water
I hope, anyway.
Just
no, I was really kind of jesting with you
and I imagine that they don't want you feeding them at all.
Working with CBS and so on, I went into some, actually some war zone kind
of
things. And you figure, okay, I'm going
to
be there 24, 36, 48 hours. I can take
yeah,
fate that long. And
I,
that's kind of the way we approach things, too, other
to
than I'm not going in a kayak because I don't
play
fit.
Around you. You know, if you dive below the water,
what does it cost for a trip like this average? Do you have any idea?
I mean, are there
I can see it now. There's what should someone
they're swimming up to me going, look, Ethel, it's the big white whale.
Yeah, the Galapagos is about
well, it does sound like a great experience in
so
above the water
reasonable.
Now. You went sea kayaking?
Yeah, yeah it actually
oh, that
then
was
this
another
is like
great
a 10-day trip
we did on San Isabel
and it
Island
your,
and
all of your breakfast.
This is another time where we interacted with sea lions in another way.
They were swimming with
one thing
our
that intrepid
jumping traveler
likes
in front
to do
of us, trying
they
to get
like
at our paddles
and
have your own meals.
Pretty amazing when
they saw
they just wanted to play with us once again.
Going, what are they actually doing here?
Yeah, so
and
that
was
a new
ranges of the Galapagos tour,
the active Galapagos tour.
They ranged from 3,000
to
3,000 going to kayak, so depending on it, what you do on every lake and experience of how long you're going for.
Well, Deb, let's have that website again so the listeners can go in and see some of these fantastic photos and video that you have and read about your destination.
Videos and things like that.
Okay, so we're
yeah,
the planetd.com. That's
the
how Dave and Deb see the planet.
And that's
all the way through
on
all our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter.
All right, great.
Come on over
we'll
and follow
back
our adventures
to, Dave and Deb in
well,
just
we'll
a second.
Have you on
and talk to
and talk
about
your adventures when you get back again next time. So
about a water
happy travel.
Okay, whatever. We'll find out that
more.
You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with two listeners. We have our website is kevinandsuetravel.com. From there, you can get to our YouTube. Seeing like we'll quarter be back of a million other people. Travel Planners
we'll be right
show
back
right
in a moment
this.
With more of
Don't
the Travel
away.
Planners Radio Show.